Blog Talk Radio.
Trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. Their minds staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic. Nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ's Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor, and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul's at stake. Big grown, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sentence me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. So assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthoroughbred man, and go and get your gun. I'ma stand, understand, save the sun in his plan, man. The last days are come. Songs. $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits, and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar, plus diamonds in the sky. But we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they wanna live it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it. And what they gonna get, man? Oh my God, got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel show. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell souls. Revolution last, they ain't no. But it's all cool, it's still posting the hood. Tell them that truth, spitfire in the booth. You can ask Swing, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those sleep. I ain't really, really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me, or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the shoulders. I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's a gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they want to sympathize with these world crimes up on the minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you weed smokers, heat holders, trap workers, politicians. We all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life. Eternal life is the call, member. Honey locust, baptized by the fire till the end. Revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
Yeah. Only rock with the best. Only rock with the real.
Please tell them that we here for the warfare, yeah. I ain't worried about emotions or a skewed point of view. I stick to the scripture, developing the picture. Jesus the elixir and what you've been through. So still I want to call meditation on the truth. Satan ain't holding me, mo, I let loose. Friends going up, I drop flames in the booth. But back to
fool, you better hush. What did they discuss? Running out of what? Boy, I got faith force like a Mack truck. What?
Make good on this word, make good on this word. Get sharp every day, get sharp every day. You know we don't play.
We in the last days, spoken of by the prophets. Keys to the kingdom, better know the locksmith. Young lions still bold in the mosh pit, trying to reach souls with the gospel logic. Stop it with the gossip and know the fear of the Lord. The rumors of wars, the four horse riders coming with the bows and the trumps and the signs. No time, bringing fire on down like Elijah. And the demons gon' flee when the Lord come. With the sound of a trumpet and a war drum. Bang, bang on the enemy of Apollyon, falling by the mouth of the double-edged sword tongue. And the haters don't know about the Maserat. See the stars falling down and it's catastrophic. But we in it to the end, amen. Do it all for Jesus, no matter what the battle costs. I can't laugh it off, so I'm praying for the strength and the will to endure when the time comes. Studying the scripture, heavy in the Psalms and the book of the law for the wise ones. And if I swan, I'ma tell you every single creature will eventually confess it to Messiah. Better get your house in order now, cause it's going down. Seek the living waters to escape, keep the fire.
The Lord made good on his word. Work is sharp every day.
Yeah, yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in, yes sir, yes ma'am. And y'all know how I go. This that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, we on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Yeah, don't forget, Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. What's cracking? We appreciate you tuning in and fellowshipping with us by listening and supporting any other way that you are doing and that you can do. Appreciate you. Much love to you. God's blessings be upon you and to you and yours in the almighty name of Jesus. Father, we love you back. That's right. We love God back. He loved us first. Now we're loving him back. Thank you for loving us first, Father. Hallelujah all day. Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Get the glory from this broadcast in Jesus' name. That's what I'm talking about. Got the prayer in the description. So, yeah, thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come together to hear from you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to become hearers and doers of your word. Father, speak to our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits. Father, you lead us and guide us how you will have us to go. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your forgiveness. Father, we confess our faults right now, our shortcomings. I ask that you forgive us, and we receive your forgiveness. I ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The blood of Jesus against all evil. Jesus, just have your way. Be exalted. Father, get the glory from this broadcast. Touch every heart and mind. Touch every body. Every body. anybody that may be going through something in their body. Father, I know you still are the healer. So I ask that you send healing. Help us to experience healing, Father, and not to be so quick to run to the medical field and get drugged up, but help us to use our faith in you so that we can experience your healing, Father. In the name of Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right, we ready for part one for this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. And we still in Numbers. We're still in Numbers. So we just going to go to Numbers. We're going to start at Numbers chapter 30, starting with verse 1. Numbers chapter 30. So you can go ahead and turn to Numbers chapter 30. Numbers chapter number 30. Let me read this inspirational card while you're going to Numbers chapter 30. Let me read this inspirational card. The title is The Forgiveness of Sin. The Forgiveness of Sin. There's no condemnation to you if you are in Christ. All right. We'd be messing up, but we can confess up. We have a God that can relate to us. Can't relate no more than that. So the forgiveness of sins says, if we confess our sins, confess, not hide. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us. Confess your faults to God. He's the one that's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. He's going to forgive us of our sins and he's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See there? The benefits of obeying God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins, gonna forgive us, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So let's go to Numbers chapter 30. Give you a few more seconds to get to Numbers chapter 30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah all day. Still praising Yahweh. All right, Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. Says, then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel. He spoke to the heads, to the leaders of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Now, Moses was chosen by God, and God told Moses to choose leaders from each tribe, or over each tribe. Can't get mad at who God chose. Alright? So verse 2 says, if a man makes a vow to the Lord. In Numbers chapter 30, verse number 2 says, if a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. Don't break your word. Making a vow to the Lord. Don't renege. Don't go back on it. Okay? So, if a man makes a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Keep your word. Verse 3, Numbers chapter 30 says, or if a woman makes a vow to the Lord and binds herself by some agreement while in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and the agreement by which she has bound herself, and her father holds his peace, then all her vows shall stand, and every agreement with which she has bound herself. Verse 5 says, but if her father overrules her on the day he hears, then none of her vows nor her agreement by which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will release her because her father overruled her. You see how God respects us, respects how we do things? If the father overrules her, okay, then the Lord will release her. But if the father holds his peace and the daughter made the vow to the Lord, then she got to fulfill those vows. Verse 6, Numbers chapter 30 says, if indeed she takes a husband while bound by her vows or by a rash utterance from her lips, bound herself, and her husband hears it and makes no response to her on the day that he hears, then her vows shall stand and her agreements by which she bound herself shall stand. Now look at this. Go back to verse 6. And it says, if indeed she takes a husband while bound by her vows or by a rash utterance, by a rash utterance from her lips. You know, when people get in trouble, they be telling God some stuff. That's what he's talking about. That's what God's talking about right here. The Bible said it right here. They got a made some vows, and then by rash utterance from their lips, bound yourself, because God, if you get me out of this, I'll do this. Mm-hmm. Don't break your word again. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 8 says, but if her husband overrules her on the day that he hears it, he shall make void her vow which she took and what she uttered with her lips by which she bound herself, and the Lord will release her. Because he got respect for what the father says or what the husband says. Mm-hmm. That's respect. That's honor coming from God the Almighty too. Verse 9, Numbers chapter 30, verse 9 says, also, any vow of a widow or a divorced woman by which she has bound herself to stand against her. If she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by an agreement with an oath, and her husband heard it and made no response to her and did not overrule her, then all her vows stand in every agreement by which she bound herself to stand. Verse 12 says, but if her husband truly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatever proceeded from her lips concerning her vows or concerning the agreement binding her, it shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and the Lord will release her. Yeah, this is all about the law concerning vows, making vows, making a promise to God. God, if you do this for me, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. 13 says, every vow and every binding oath to afflict her soul, her husband may confirm it, or her husband may make it void. Verse 14 says, now if her husband makes no response whatever to her from day to day, then he confirms all her vows or all the agreements that bind her. He confirms them because he made no response to her on the day that he heard them. But if he does make them void after he has heard them, then he shall bear her guilt. Verse 16, what we just read, Numbers chapter 30, verse 16 says, these are the statutes. This is what we just read. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, and between a father and his daughter, in her youth, in her father's house. Okay? These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, and between a father and his daughter, in her youth, in her father's house, making vows. The bottom line is, if you make your vow, you give God your word, keep your word. That's the bottom line. You told God, God, if you do this for me, I'm going to do this. Okay, he always faithful. He is always faithful. Faithful. Now you got to uphold your part. Mm-hmm. It's best not to make no vows. That's what Jesus came on the scene and did and said. But yeah, man, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we just finished up part one already. Only 16 verses. Numbers chapter 30. Read all 16 of those verses. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and jump into part number two, which will be Psalms 141. Psalms 141, when we get back, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We are on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. We just read part one, just finished part one, which was Numbers chapter 30. And it was talking about vows, laws concerning vows. Bottom line, you make a vow, you make a promise to God, don't break it. You make a promise to anybody, give your word, don't break it. But we do see in some situations that, you know, God respected and released us from the vow. In the case of the in the case of the woman making a vow, if her husband or if her father stepped to it and overruled, then God respect the father or the husband overruling. But if a man make a vow and swear to the Lord by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Well, Jesus says, best not to make no vow than to make a vow and break it. Their vows are something serious. You know what I'm talking about? V-O-W. It's vow. Yeah. An agreement that you make out your mouth. Uphold it. Yeah, keep your word. Just like Father. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, when we come back, we jumping into part number two, Psalms 141. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love. Thank you. We'll be right back. Peace.
Yeah, lots of love. May he protect us from evil.
Sometimes I feel I got this evil on my back, watching me, shooting fiery darts, hoping I slide back. When the storm comes my way, I pray the Lord he comes back, cause I don't wanna be lost, like a sailor without the map. And what I used to be a slave to, I'm tempted with that. But when I'm weak, you're strong, and your strength it proves that. Then you can catch my hands together in unison, thunderclap. You give me grip on my faith like cleats Nike ain't got. And teach me how to weather the storm, and though it's predicted you still rain along with the sun. So when I'm going through the rain, I can look at the sun. And when it's all said and done, you can look at the sun. This every human, but I wanna do right. And living life dead's the only way to seem to get light. Bury my flesh alive, I want it dead in my life. Keep his evil away from me, Lord, I wanna do right.
Tell to the king and lives of life.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
from the evil, hail to the king.
Hail to the king.
Lots of love.
Yeah.
May he protect us from evil.
Trapped in the world that's defiled in sin. They say if he ain't a dope boy, then he ain't ballin' like Jalen. And sex seems the only way that you can fit in. I'm catching crazy looks every time I say I'm celibate. Dope boy saying it won't hurt just to celibate. But damn, we hear the truth, cause it ain't sweet, so they ain't tasting it. I pray you keep me strong, so I can show them truth. So when they come to you, they can look at me on what to do. I serve you off top like a coup. So when it's foreign land, I look to you on what to do. When trouble's all around, I think what Job went through. And if the enemy takes my last, you will bless his time too. And if you did it for a man, you can do it for me too. Everybody got a storm, it's just how you go through. Either you yield to the evil, or you look for God to move. Protect us from all the evil and this life we go through.
Hail to the king and lots of love. May he protect us from the evil. Hail to the king, lots of love. May he protect us from the evil. Hail
to the king.
Thank you. would never leave. You supply all of my dreams, all I could ever need. I was lost off in the streets, blind to the devil's scheme, stretched out, dead in the curb, they said let it be. In my blood I was born, left and rejected, screaming at the top of my lungs, my bones restless, searching for the answer, but asking the wrong questions, dead and unaware that I could be resurrected. But you died to redeem all of my misdeeds, beautify me, go read Ezekiel 16, set me in the heavenly places, what a mystery, sinners can't be one with Christ, righteous in which we are made to partake in the commonwealth of Jacob, not being counted against us, my mistakes just close to the wind, my sins severed, I thank them, now I rejoice that I belong to the maker, yeah. But we can't stop, we keep pressing regardless. So many poor that's trapped left in the margins. Abortion, extortion, wars, even carnage. Everything is false, it's stripping us naked. How do we expect this generation to make it? Writings on the wall, but false prophets will paint it as another sign that you ain't giving your paycheck. But all we need is you, we always lean on you. And all we need to do is just believe the truth. When God's kingdom moves and all things are new, then all things are due, we'll finally reach the fruit. Running the danger, all I wanna be is faithful in the face of gross temptation chasing me. I made you proud when I rested it down on that day, cause people don't see what it takes for me to make the step in the right direction, but you do. Feast on the word every day, keeping it proof. Rather cop three new books instead of new shoes. Baby on that 2K set, thinking I grew through. Placed on the tile to run, praying I grew root. Now I got a brand new sin, leave some new fruit. No matter where your boy try to run, I can't lose.
Yeah, mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, we do belong to the God. We belong to the Lord, to the God. All right, hip hop Bible study, little buddy. That's what we got cracking. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. That's right. Part one we just finished up. We did Numbers chapter 30. We was reading over the laws concerning vows. Vows being made. Agreements or a binding agreement that we say out of our mouth to the Lord. And how you shouldn't break your word to the Lord or break them to anybody else. All right, when Hip Hop Meets the Christ, now accepting sponsors. We are now accepting sponsors. You will receive 30 seconds to 1 minute on-air advertising for your business, your event, etc. You will receive 30 seconds to 1 minute on-air advertising for your business. 30 seconds to 1 minute, all right? On-air advertising for your business or event, etc. Your advertisement can be written and emailed, which will be read by the radio host. Yes, your advertisement can be written and emailed, which will be read by the radio host, or we will play your audio version. All right? Had to be MP3 or WAV wave format. So 30 seconds to 1 minute, two times on Saturdays. Playing it once each hour, two times on Saturday, once each hour. That's $10 a month. 30 seconds to 1 minute, Tuesdays and Saturdays, one each hour. That's $20 a month. All right? Yeah. You get 30 seconds to 1 minute, two times on Saturdays. We're on for 2 hours, so one each hour. You will get played one each hour. Your radio, your advertisement for your business will get played or read two times on Saturday for $10 a month. You will get 30 seconds to 1 minute on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Okay, so that's four times for $20 a month, Tuesdays and Saturdays. All ads will be reviewed. Okay, all ads will be reviewed. Check it out. All ads will be reviewed. All submissions will not be aired, though. All ads will be reviewed. All submissions will not be aired. You want to know why? Because this is a Jesus broadcast. Yeah, this is a Jesus radio station. We all about God's business. Okay? It's already established. All we've been doing is giving out the gospel, and that's all we're going to continue to do. All right? So, if interested, contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail. If you're interested in having a 30 seconds to 1 minute advertisement, get in contact with When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com. And remember, no, we're not turning this. This will not turn into a commercial radio station. No, we gonna bring this word like we've been bringing it. Alright, just giving you an opportunity to benefit from when we're on live. So that's $10 a month for 30 seconds to 1 minute, two times on Saturday, on Saturdays, four Saturdays out in the month, or 30 seconds to 1 minute Tuesdays and Saturdays for $20 a month. Remember, all advertisements will be reviewed and all submissions will not be aired. Okay? We glorify God on this radio broadcast. For sure. With that being said, all right, let's go ahead and jump into part number two. Part number two for this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Part number two, which would be Psalms 141. Again, shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we own this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Psalms 141. Let's go there. Psalms 141. We're starting at verse 1. Psalms 141. A few more seconds to get there. Hallelujah. Should have it by now. All right, Psalm 141. Starting with verse 1. Psalms 141 verse 1 says, Lord, I cry out to you. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to help. Make haste to me, I'm sorry. Make haste to me. Lord, I cry out to you. Do you cry out to the Lord? Or are you busy crying out to your best friend or somebody else? Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Come quickly. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Yeah, God does pay attention. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set before you, Lord, as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. I know that incense, air freshener, had a smoke coming out there and make it smell good. You know what I'm talking about? So he asking the God, let his prayer be set before him as incense. Yeah, incense, that benefits the person who's burning it, the person who's smelling it. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. I'm going to lift up my hands to you. Let that be as the evening sacrifice. Verse 3, Psalms 141 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Yeah, God understands all the words that's coming out of your mouth. But we need help. We can't say everything, right? Can't blab about everything. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. This is a prayer. Ask God. This is a prayer. This is, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Don't let everything I think come out. I only want to speak what you want me to say. Verse 4, Psalms 141 says, do not incline my heart to any evil thing. Do not let my heart go towards any evil thing to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Yeah, don't let me eat of their delicacies. Don't let me benefit from what the wicked are doing. Verse 5, let the righteous strike me. Yeah, let the righteous strike me. Let him hit me. Let him rebuke me. The righteous, not the wicked. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be as oil. Let my head not refuse it. Wow. Because I know I ain't got it all together. I know I'm not perfect. But if you let the righteous be the one that strike me, you let the righteous be the one that rebuke me, I take that as kindness. I take that as excellent oil so I can get better. Let my head not refuse it. Don't let me be arrogant or prideful and be one of the ones that say, don't let me have an attitude that say, nobody can tell me what to do. Don't let me have that attitude. Let the righteous strike me. Not the wicked, but the righteous, the ones that are going after God. Let them strike me. Let them rebuke me. That'll be kindness and that'll be excellent oil. I can learn and get better. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. That's right. Still my prayer is against the deeds or the actions of the wicked. Wickedness. My prayer is against wickedness. I pray that God destroys all the works of the devil and that he manifests Jesus. That's my prayer. I pray that God destroy the works of the devil and that he manifests Jesus, because that's why Jesus was came, to destroy the works of the devil. So I pray that God destroys the works of the devil. And I pray that God destroys the works of the wicked. Verse 6, Psalms 141 says, their judges are overthrown by the size of the cliff. Their judges are overthrown. Our judge ain't. Their judges are overthrown by the size of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. My words are sweet. Yep. This Bible study, little buddy, is sweet. It's that good news on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Over here on Blog Talk and on Sundays on Periscope. Verse 7 says, our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave. Wow. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave. And when one plows and breaks up the earth, as when one plows and breaks up the earth, bones scattered at the mouth of the grave. Not even in the grave, huh? They scattered as when one plows and breaks up the earth. Verse 8 says, but my eyes, no matter what happened, yeah, my bones, our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, and as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But verse 8 says, but my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. Yeah, can you focus on G-O-D? But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. My eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. You got the Lord with you. Focus on him. My eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Refuge, that's that safe place. That headquarters, that safe place from danger. We can get your plans. Meet with God. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me. Snares is a trap, often consisting of a noose for catching birds or mammals. So keep me from the snare, the traps they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Keep me from that. Let the wicked fall into their own nets. I like that. Verse 10, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. So which one are you? Are you wicked or are you righteous? Which one you going to listen to? Which one you want to hang with? Which one you want to be like? The wicked or the righteous? Because I'm praying against the deeds of the wicked. But if you let a righteous person strike me, it'll be kindness. I take that as kindness. If you let a righteous person rebuke me, it should be excellent oil. See, the righteous person is the one who is influenced by God, and that's the one you want to listen to, because you're not going to be led astray. You don't want to be listening to the wicked. They're getting their influence from their own flesh or from somebody else's flesh or from the devil. You see what I'm saying? You want the righteous person. You want to respect what the righteous person is saying, the one who has given their life to God. You want to respect what they are saying and what they are telling you before God. All right? Hallelujah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we finish with part two. Part two for this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. That was Psalms 141. Part one was Numbers chapter 30. We just finished up part two, Psalms 141. When we come back, we're going to jump into part three, which is Acts chapter number 23. When we come back, this is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Hip-Hop Bible study, little buddy. Appreciate you listening. Be right back.
It's kinda crazy, it's kinda crazy that your name is Chris.
That's when I met your friends. and they was all having conversation. They was saying stuff that I couldn't understand. Then all of a sudden it felt like I understood something I missed my whole life. For the first time I was wearing your shoes. For the first time I was hearing your views. I never knew how complicated life is when you feel so isolated. And I know we don't speak much, cause when talking got hard, all I ever did was throw the piece up. My big sister Grace, I'm sorry, I never learned to sign. And even though you were born deaf, I pray you forgive me for the years I lived blind.
Yep, we got to go back to God. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Yeah, we on that hip hop Bible study, little. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right. We already did Numbers chapter 30. Numbers chapter 30, that was part one. Part two, we did Psalms 141. Psalms 141. Now, part three is Acts, chapter 23, Acts. Actions, the actions of God through his obedient ones. Mm-hmm. The actions of God through the followers of Jesus. So, Acts chapter number 23, let's go there. Acts chapter number 23. Yeah, God will do actions through you. When you follow in Jesus, God will do actions through you when you obey in God. He would display his power through you. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will run up out of your life. Acts chapter number 23, starting at verse 1. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Acts chapter number 23. Starting with verse 1. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Acts chapter number 23. Starting with verse number 1. Remember, Paul was before the people. They were trying to blame Paul, trying to get him to stop preaching, but Paul wouldn't stop preaching. Satan was trying to frustrate you from preaching, but guess what? Don't stop preaching. God is for you. Screw Satan. That's against you. The devil is already defeated. God is for you. So, Acts chapter 23, verse 1, says, then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Look how Paul doing. Paul putting everything before God, and you got to remember that, man. We have to acknowledge God in all of our ways. He always watches. Okay? Look at what Paul said. Acts chapter 23, verse 1. Then Paul looking earnestly at the council, and he said to the men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. I ain't worrying about y'all. Y'all got me here, but I'm living in good conscience before God. My conscience is right before God. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Verse 2, Acts chapter 23 says, and the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. See, when you give them their truth, they can't take it. They were doing Jesus the same way. They struck Jesus, hit Jesus. And Jesus was like, okay, if I did something wrong, I said something wrong, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what I did wrong. But you can't, because Jesus ain't never did nothing wrong. He said, but if I tell you the truth, why are you hitting me? See, Paul was getting beat on and getting treated just like Jesus was. You will get treated just like Jesus did, and like they treat Jesus now. You will get treated the same way when you are following Jesus. Got his spirit in you. But don't worry, God, three Jesus. Mm-hmm. You'll be hated by man, but God will love you. You'll be accepted by God. Verse 2. Acts chapter 23. And the high priest now, because you got a little position. The high priest, Ananias, commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Slap him in the mouth, right? Okay. Verse 3 says, then Paul said to him, God will strike you up.
Oh, yes, sir. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, man. You going to strike me? Guess what? God will strike you. See, you got to put God on them. You going to hit me? Okay, God going to do this. God don't play. Then Paul said to him, God will strike you. And he called him a name. Called him a name, but he called them with a years though. God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You a whitewashed wall. But you sit to judge me according to the law. You judge me according to the law, and do not, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the law? You judge me according to the law, but you gonna tell him to hit me, and that goes against the law. Oh, you breaking the law right there though. See what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you stay before God in everything you do. Yeah, God is watching everything, every meeting, every whatever it is. God there. Acknowledge him. So he, when they struck him, he didn't hit him back like I probably would, but he said God gonna strike him. Hey, God gonna strike you.
You sit here judging me according to the law, and you commanding me to be struck against the law. What? Okay, verse 4. Get him, Paul. Acts chapter 23, verse 4. Says that those who stood by said, do you revile God, high priest? Now they trying to
talk the language and call him God's high priest. But it's a difference in saying Jesus and knowing Jesus. It's a difference in saying Jesus and calling Jesus. A lot of folk gonna just be saying, a lot of folks just say, they don't even say Jesus though. A lot of folks just say God. You see, Paul was not playing when he said God gonna strike you. Paul wasn't playing with him. It don't matter what it's God's high priest. It don't matter what they saying now. Acts chapter 23, verse 5, because Paul know God. All right? Then Paul said, I did not know, brethren, that he was a high priest. Look, Paul's still giving respect. I didn't know he was a high priest. For it is written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people. I didn't know he was a high priest. See, Paul humble. I've been trying to jump on somebody. Oh. Verse 6, Acts chapter 23, verse 6. Help me, Jesus. That's right. Help me, Jesus. Acts chapter 23, verse 6. But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and the resurrection of the dead, I am being judged. So, you know, them Pharisees, they upheld the law. Yeah, they were living by the L-A-W, but they didn't live by the L-O-R-D, though. But Paul using it, because he know the Pharisees, where they were strict in the law and all this, and he used to be, you know, a Pharisee. So he appealed to the Pharisees. And then he said, concerning the hope, this is why they got me here, concerning the hope and the resurrection of the dead. That's why they judged me, because I'm giving people hope. And letting them know there is a resurrection from the dead. That's what resurrection means. Yeah, coming back to life from the dead. We ain't just out here walking dead. No. But this the resurrection of the dead. Oh, my goodness. That life. That's life. This the resurrection of the dead. Jesus is the resurrection. He was brought back to life from the dead. So they judging me. They judging Paul. They judging you. All right. Concerning the hope that God calls you to hope with, and now you cause the other folk to hope with, putting out that other folk, and the resurrection of the dead. Let them know, okay, it's either heaven or hell. Which one? Let's go to heaven and receive Jesus. Acts chapter 23, verse 7 says, and when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. When he said that, they divided, some on his side, some against him still. Right? Then Jesus said, don't think I came to bring peace, I came to bring a sword. Okay. Verse 8, yeah, he'll give you perfect peace. He'll give you personal perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. Okay? But peace in this world, you might as well forget that until all the evil is gone. Verse 8. Acts chapter 23, verse 8, for Sadducees say that there is no resurrection. That's why they sad, you see. Yeah, Sadducees. They sad, you see, they ain't got no hope. Sadducees say there is no resurrection and no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. So Sadducees, no resurrection, there is no resurrection, no angel or spirit. They about like atheists. But the Pharisees confessed that there are angels and there are, you know, spirit, and there is a resurrection. The Pharisees, that's the religious folk, right? Verse 9, Acts chapter 23. Then there arose a loud outcry, and the scribes of the Pharisees' party arose and protested, saying, "We find no evil in this man." Mm-hmm. We find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. Don't fight against God. You know that's God talking through that person. Don't be fighting against God because you see that person. What? Let us not fight against God. Hear the God in that person. Verse 10 says, "Now when there arose a great dissension, the commander, fearing lest Paul might be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks." So it's a big commotion rising up concerning Paul. And the commander is concerned. He didn't want Paul to get pulled to pieces by the people. Mm-hmm. They violent. So he commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks. Still God protecting. There's still God protecting his people through all of this. Verse 11 says, "But the following night, the Lord stood by him." Who did? The Lord, not an angel. The following night, this is Acts chapter 23, verse 11. "The following night, the Lord stood by him." You don't realize the Lord be standing by you? You better learn today. "But the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, 'Be of good cheer, Paul. For as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome.'" And that's all you need, a word from the Lord to keep you going. "Be of good cheer. You have testified for me here. Now you got to go there and testify for me." Don't get stuck here because you still got to go there and testify some more. Uh-huh. Verse 12 says, "And when it was day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath." Look at this. "When it was day, some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul." Look, we were just talking about vows earlier in Numbers chapter 30. Now, they have made a vow saying that they won't neither eat nor drink till they kill Paul, right? Yeah, they're going to be hungry and thirsty. They're going to be some hungry and thirsty Jews. Acts chapter 23, verse 13 says, "Now there were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy." Look at your Bible talking about conspiracy. I'm in the New King James Version. New King James Version. "Now there were more than 40 who had formed this conspiracy." And God knows about every conspiracy. Conspiracy theory, every conspiracy for real. Verse 14, Acts chapter 23 says, "They came to the chief priests and elders and said, 'We have bound ourselves under a great oath that we will eat nothing until we have killed Paul.'" Wow. We ain't gonna eat nothing until we kill Paul, is what they said. Verse 15 says, "Now you therefore together with the council suggest to the commander," they plotting, y'all, "suggest to the commander that he be brought down to you tomorrow as though you were going to make further inquiries concerning him. But we are ready to kill him before he comes near." Wow. Good grief. Just because of the truth, right? Just because of the truth. Do what people say about the truth. The most thing people say about the truth is the truth hurts. Especially these days. They so soft and sensitive. The truth hurts. Don't tell me the truth. But look, the truth helps. That's the other side. The yes, the truth hurts. But yes, the truth helps. Ooh, they don't want help. So they plotting and planning, telling him to call Paul down there as though he's going to have further inquiries or ask him some more questions. But they ready to kill him before he even get there, right? Look at verse 16. Remember, God is at every secret meeting. Even back here, ain't nothing new under the sun, S-O-N. "So when Paul
sister's son, his nephew, heard of their ambush, heard about their ambush, he went and entered the barracks and told Paul. Now, that ain't no coincidence. I know some people would say that's a coincidence. No, this is not a coincidence. Planned out by God. Ain't no coincidences in the kingdom. No coincidences in life either. Stuff don't just, it just happened. God planned it. Verse 17 says, then Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, take this young man to the commander, for he has something to tell him. Verse 18, so he took and brought him to the commander and said, Paul, the prisoner, called me to him and asked me to bring this young man to you. He has something to say to you. All right, verse 19. Acts chapter 23 says, then the commander took him by the hand, went aside and asked privately, what is it that you have to tell me? Verse 20. And he said, the Jews have agreed to ask that you bring Paul down to the council tomorrow as though they were going to inquire more fully about him. Verse 21 says, but do not yield to them, for more than 40 of them lie in wait for him, men who have bound themselves by an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now they are ready, waiting for the promise from you. Verse 22, Acts chapter 23. So the commander let the young man depart and commanded him, tell no one that you have revealed these things to me. Look how God is working through this, man. He's working through this. He let the right person here, like he let Paul's sister, son, which is his nephew, hear about the ambush. Then he told Paul. Paul told him to go tell the commander. All right, told the centurion, and then the centurion sent him to the commander. Wow. Verse 23, Acts chapter 23, verse 23 says, and he called for two centurions, saying, prepare 200 soldiers. Prepare 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen. Protect Paul right there. 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night. And provide mounts to set Paul on and bring him safely to Felix the governor. I'm talking about got 200 soldiers that's going to escort Paul, make sure nothing don't happen to him. 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen, too. There's 200 soldiers, 200 spearmen, that's 400. And all of them strapped up. But that's 200 soldiers, they got weapons. Got 70 horsemen, they got weapons, too. And then you got 200 spearmen. Got all that protection. And provide mounts to set Paul on and bring him safely to Felix the governor. Verse 25, Acts chapter 23, says he wrote a letter in the following manner. Claudius Lysias to the most excellent governor, Felix. Greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them. Coming with the troops, I rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman. And when I wanted to know the reason they accused him, I brought him before their council. I found out that he was accused concerning questions of their law, but had nothing charged against him deserving of death or chains, just like Jesus, innocent, just because he will not stop preaching the truth. Jesus be the truth. Verse 30 says, and when it was told me that the Jews lay in wait for the man, I sent him immediately to you, and also commanded his accuser to state before you the charges again. Farewell. Verse 31, Acts chapter 23 says, then the soldiers, as they were commanded, Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. The next day they left the horsemen to go on with him and return to the barracks. Verse 33. It says, when they came to Caesarea and had delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. And when the governor had read it,
He asked what province he was from, and when he understood that he was from Cilicia, he said, I will hear you when your accusers also have come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's praetorium. See, he's still locked up, preaching the word, but he's not dead, because God is using him while he is locked up and while he is appealing or appearing to the council and the people in the courts and the government system and all this. That's what he's doing while he's locked up. He's preaching, going before the governors and everybody else. And he's still locked up. But he ain't killed. He's not dead. They want to kill him. But God said, nah. Y'all ain't going to kill him. So like I said, they about to be hungry. They about to be hungry and thirsty, because they said they the one made the vow. Talking about, we ain't going to eat or drink till we kill him. Okay, God ain't going to let him get killed. You know what I'm talking about? So I guess y'all going to be hungry and thirsty. Or that going to be a vow you can't keep. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. We finished already. Part one, we did Numbers chapter 30. Yep, part one. We did Numbers chapter 30. Part two, we ate Psalms 141. Yeah, we ate. Fed our spirit. Psalms 141. And then part three, we just finished up with Acts chapter 23. So when we come back next time, we go ahead and finish it up. Yeah, because Paul, man, Paul was the man. And you can look through this and see how Paul is getting treated just like they were. Because Paul had that passion, the same passion and that same drive that Jesus had for God. And he had that same love and concern for the people. So when you are like that, when you are submitted to God, and you're following Jesus Christ, yeah, you'll be getting treated just like they treated Jesus. Everybody ain't going to like you. Everybody ain't going to hate you. You know what I'm talking about? God, if God is for you, who can be against you? Right? If God for you, that's way more than the world that can be against you. You know what I'm talking about? God is for you. This is when the Bible meets Christ. I'm your homie for Aces, a.k.a. Joshua. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. Remember, Jesus is coming. Don't forget, Jesus is coming. And we reply back like the Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. We holler at y'all next time, man. When Hip Hop meets Christ, this is Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy.
I kick it. Ain't gotta say a word, not the head if you feel it. I'm tryna keep it straight up and down, no chaser. Swag top notch, flow sharp like a razor. Spit hot, flames burning up the lanes that it travels in. Better let him know that young G back at his crap again. Gone in the zone, blown like the wind beat. Breathe on the track, God, let him know you still in me. I mean family, elevate the man in me. Let me be what I was supposed to be when you created me. Yeah, royalty since birth, anointed and appointed for dominion on this earth. Let me speak on it for a minute. Open your ears, close your mouth, and watch how you feel it. Now get it, down in your heart, ain't no life without God. Cause he wrote the movie script and we just playing the part. Yeah.
I got to give you glory this time around. You turn my pride upside down, thank you for holding me down. I got to give you glory this time around. You turn my pride upside down.
I gotta get on my dizzy, I gotta get on my hustle. Gotta go and re-up if I won't double for my trouble. That means I gotta give you more than what I ever gave. Pull my heart out till they put this dead body in the grave. Caveman, how I do it when I'm doing it. All out of order, breaking rules, trying to exist. Look at what this world's come to. Own flesh and blood turning on you, wanna harm you. Real truth. Look, we
all came from the earth. Tell me why we gotta pay when we inherited the earth. Yeah, kings and queens since birth. Let your minds be renewed as I teach through this verse. I'm about to put you up on game where it's supposed to be like. And I ain't holding back a thing, I'm alone tonight. And I might get you right if you ride with me. King status over, this a way, step inside with me.
I got to give you glory this time around.
Spitting these bars, feet planted in the earth, head up there with the stars. I'm looking at Mars like, what's up, hey, what's happening? Like my little homie say, I'm spaceship swagging. I'm on a whole nother level with this. I know that sentence wasn't proper, but I'm clever with this. Yeah, dig this, I'm just riding to the beat. Arm hanging out the window as I glide through the streets. As hard as it is to believe the invisible, at the right amount of faith, they might just make you invincible. It's a miracle in the physical form of a man. Understand me, I am what I am. Still kicking these clothes, I suppose it exposes the level of endurance I hold. Chosen in a water position on a mission to deliver what the world has been missing.
I got to give you glory this time around.
Just wanna praise your name. about revealing your fame. And everybody can.
First I wake up in the morning and I get up out of bed, feeling real good about the thoughts in my head. It must have been the dream that I had last night. Got my head in the clouds like I'm going on a flight. Can you feel me? It's raining but I gotta go to work. I'm thinking about the people wishing that they could work. If I could, I'd bless everybody with a job. But I can't, so I'm praying, please do it for them, God. Hey, help them pay the bills that they trying to get paid. We working every day and we still ain't got it made. That's why I continue to put it down on the mic. Dark clouds in my way, but I still gotta fight. Hey, till the next day when the sun gon' shine. You looking for the G, you can find him on the grind. I'm grinding all the time, but I still must say, listen to me, real talk, things happen when you pray.
It's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song.
Okay, yeah, my turn it up a little bit more, just in case you forgot what I came here for. I came to change the game and rearrange things. Hard to keep my head above water, but I maintain. So watch me twist the flow just a little bit. Wonder why I do it? Well, I do it for the love of it. Only because of his love I am breathing. Thanks to his love, I survived last evening. Don't look at me and think that I ain't been tested. Because of my test, I deserve to be blessed. Yes, I stay confessing my wrongs up to heaven. Learn to repent at the age of 11. Look at me now, I'm looking at 24. It's amazing how far grace and mercy you go. And that's what you do, so I gotta let it be known to the world, so I put it down on every song.
What you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song.
Hey, hey, when I think about the world and the state that it's in, I gotta move quick to grab a pad and a pen and start illustrating everything that I see. Yeah, I know I got my eyes closed, but I still see the problems attacking the youth around me. They was looking for a friend and they found Young G. And please believe me, I'ma represent for him. And God put it in me, so I gotta do it for him. I got a lot of love for people that need love. When your man needed love, God sent it from above. Was looking for a friend, so he gave me a friend. And at the same time, taught me how to be a friend. That's why I continue to put it down with the pen, to let you know your man understand where you've been. So let it be known I've been around, but I'm here. And God, I know you promised me that this is my year.
It's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song. Lord, it's what you do for me, so I gotta let it be known. Tell about your goodness on every song.
Maybe
rising, no clouds in the sky. Rising sign, church time, family get up. Somebody gonna plug up the iron on time. I dedicate my life to Christ. Why? 'Cause he is the head of my life. He gave his life so we can find another way. So thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I thank the Lord for every day, especially my Sunday. Alarm going off, so I'm jumping up quick. No work, no school, put on my Sunday outfit.
Thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Then I ran through the house as I opened up my mouth to say,
everybody, everybody, wake up.
Dealing on the ground, that's why I answer the Lord with my head bowed down.
children. We praying for everybody in the world. The sick, the homeless, everybody.
Hands to the sky, kneeling on the ground. That's right.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.